This is Collaboration's coverage of the 2016 Los Angeles Asian American Film Festival. Welcome back to our interview series. Our next segment is with the filmmakers of Vampiraya, a supernatural action thriller that features the Aswang, a Filipino variant of the classic vampire. We talked to the filmmakers about the inspirations behind the movie, as well as the process of making it and their advice for upcoming filmmakers. I hope you enjoy our conversation, and here we go. All right, I'm here with the cast and crew of
Vampiraya.
Can you guys please introduce yourselves and what's your role in the film?
My name is Matthew Bai. I'm the writer and director of Vampiraya.
I'm Kelly Lou Dennis. I play Mahal.
Lawrence Uyardi, first assistant director and editor.
Awesome. So for our listeners, what's Vampiraya about?
What's Vampiraya about? It's actually an action horror film that basically pits vampires against humans, and we take a unique take on it where the central vampire character is an Aswang, which is a vampire of Philippine folklore. Mm-hmm. And Kelly Lou Dennis, who plays Mahal, is after her because she believes that this particular Aswang killed her parents. But when she catches up with the Aswang, things don't quite turn out as they seem, and this is going to flip the script on her entire world.
So, like you mentioned, the vampires in this movie is of the Filipino variety. Mm-hmm. What inspired you to go that direction?
Well, being that I'm half Filipino, and I was told stories through my family. We went to go see movies in the Philippines that had featured this creature, and my grandmother actually challenged me to make a better film than the one I had seen. The Aswang is, just to describe it, first off, the Aswang is a type of vampire, and it's part of many groups and species of vampires throughout the world, right? So this is just like one particular type. But this particular vampire, she splits in half at the waistline, sprouts bat-like wings, and her main weapon is her tongue, not her teeth.
Wow. Sounds terrifying.
Yes, and I just really wanted to make a movie about that and really just to kind of talk about like how, you know, as you know, vampires kind of reflects our own humanness.
Yeah, and I guess, like you said, there's so many different types of folklore in mm-hmm. a lot of different cultures, and in mainstream media it's always very focused on the Western version, so it's
right,
really
right.
cool to see like other versions of a vampire,
right, you know? Right,
like everyone has their own.
We have other types of vampires that show up from other cultures of film. We actually have one from the Chinese culture. It's
okay.
called the Kyangchi, mm-hmm. Which is like the hopping.
Yeah, the hopping vampires. Yeah,
yeah. So that one makes its appearance in the film and actually
okay.
plays a major role in the story as well.
So how did you get brought on to the film?
I auditioned, and it kind of just fell into place after that. I had no idea what I was getting myself in for. It turns out I had my first fight training ever for this film. It turned out to be one of many fights, but we trained for many months just because first the location fell through, so we figured, well, we'll train for a couple more months, and then I rolled out my foot the second time we went to shoot it, and so we had a few more months to rehearse. So by the time we shot this thing, it was many months in the making, mm-hmm. And we shot it on weekends as well, so
okay.
it was a long haul, but...
She's being very modest. Kelly does all her stunts in this film. I mean, Kelly does all her martial arts. She does all the gunplay, just everything. So she's been really, really, really big trooper. They went from like 12 to 14-hour shoot days, and she just continued and just came back on the following day and just... right out, start kicking butt left and right all over again. So that's something that should be credited to her, and not just as an actress, but she really, honestly kicked butt in this film. So that's all her when you see it in the film.
That's awesome. So how long has this film been in the making?
Oh, boy. Well, it originally was a short film, and it actually played here in the Visual Communications Film Festival all the way back in 2004.
Okay.
So this story's been kind of like germinating in my head for a while. I've been living with these characters for a while, but I didn't think the technology really was there to actually shoot it until more recently. And then finally when it did, it was like about, let's say, 4 years ago that I actually started shooting this film. And I actually was pretty naive to exactly how much work was going to be done. So let's just say it wasn't quite as long as I expected. Like, you know, it was going to be like a few months. No, it was going to be 4 years to do this. But all the visual effects, all the martial arts, the type of makeup work. And, you know, one thing that most people don't think about is when you splatter blood, and it lands in a particular place, like let's say Kelly would do a fight scene and it'd be like all this blood on her and stuff from, you know, like creatures that she had vanquished. It's like, well, you know, if we're going to pick up the same scene like 2 months later on, we got to go back and redo the blood exactly the same way. And it's got to be that way for months on end. It's crazy.
So welcome back to the festival. How does it feel to come back as a full feature?
Oh my God, this is amazing, because I have not done a feature film before, and it's like I'm just happy that, you know, that VC had been nurturing enough for me to be here the first time, and then again to bring me back the second time as a feature length director and pretty much usher me into the next chapter.
Yeah. So how does it feel to be amongst, you know, all these other Asian American filmmakers making all sorts of different types of movies? You know, you guys have your genre, action film, you have, you know, romantic comedies, thrillers.
Right. You know? Wow, man. You know, it's like, it's such a thrill to be like on such a very esteemed panel of various other directors. You know, I know that being that we're nominated for like the jury award, and I realize that some of the others have had a lot of veteran in this particular field, and I've been fans of them since they started their careers. So it's kind of like, wow, I'm with them. It's like, that's amazing. That's already an honor already.
Awesome. And is this your first festival, or have you been to?
Yes, it's actually my first festival. So it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff going on. It's wonderful, though.
Awesome. And how is editing this? Like, and action movies are very, you know.
Well, you know, this film was one filled with a lot of visual effects, a lot of action. So, I mean, there was so much to this that, you know, we regret that we can't show. just to give you an idea, the movie was almost 3 hours long when I originally saw the film and I got involved in the editorial. It is now, I think, a very tight 80-minute long.
About 80 some odd minutes, yeah.
So it's definitely a very tight feature. So you can imagine that originally when the film was put together, it was loaded with just so much story and so much layers and so much action, and it's an incredible film. And what made it great is that during this process, literally, Matt was there right by my side, no further than a foot away, and we edited the film together, scene per scene per scene per scene per scene. And the biggest question was, you know, whenever I turned to him, it's like, what are you trying to do in this scene? What are you trying to say? And so as an editor, I cannot say that the voice is my voice. My biggest challenge was to make sure that Matt's voice was heard, as well as the integrity of the characters were there, that it wasn't just a hit 'em, punch 'em type of film. We wanted to make sure that the characters were alive and give them the proper moments. And so I think, you know, you're going to be pleasantly surprised, and, you know, I feel very honored, you know, very, very honored. It was definitely a challenge because, you know, everything, you know, you fall in love with when you start looking at the screen.
Yeah.
So.
Great.
I think also, I mean, just want to add on to that. It's like when we talk about this whole story, it's, I know that it's like an action horror film, but it's, and that's kind of like a more of a fun vehicle for actually like a lot more important themes, I think, that we have as like Asian Americans. Mm-hmm. And I think that when people see this, they'll understand that it is a crossover platform for us all to be just talking about our just general universal humanness.
That's really cool. And a lot of our audience members are aspiring creatives, right? They want to be. They might want to be a filmmaker, an editor, an actor. What kind of advice would you give them in terms of like how to pursue that dream?
Right. Well, I worked with an artist community, and they go by the name Bindlestiff, which comes from like a hobo word, never give up. Bindlestiff means never give up. And I can't stress how much, like, there were some days where it's just like, this is so grueling. And, you know, you wonder, why are you putting yourself through this? Because you have a vision to get this movie out. But you realize you hit a point of no return. You can't go back. You got to get this movie out. You got to get it to audiences. And I think that's the biggest advice I have, is just never give up. Because you have to, if you started it, you got to finish it.
Kelly can actually add a little bit more to this. I mean, I'm like rooting for her because she's very
she is
modest.
Very talented.
She's very talented. She's very talented, but she's also very modest. Not only is she an actor, but she's also a writer and a director herself and a producer. So this is something that she's also familiar with the whole process. I mean, it's just, I'm just saying, you have a lot of wisdom that you actually to share.
I think as far as filmmaking, the biggest thing that I've learned is it's really important to really find the people who really believe in you and be able to bring them onto your projects, because at the end of the day, you can't do it by yourself. But if you have people who are talented, yes, the more prestige they have, the better. But if people believe in you and believe in the project, that's really what matters and is what's going to finish it, because we all know most films die in production or post-production. So, and I'll second never give up. And I think along the acting line, what I've learned the most is stay in class always. It's like it's like a sport or competing in, like, say you're competing musically or something. If you stop practicing, you fall out of touch with it. So you got to stay in class and just keep showing up, and it's that simple, I guess.
So what's next for the film after the festival?
Wow. All right, now we're just going to be submitting it to other film festivals, you know, crossing our fingers on a few of those, but we're going to be planning on bringing it to many different cities, and, you know, you can follow us, follow that journey on most of our social media, vampiraya.com. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube, of course. Mm-hmm. We have a Kickstarter page because we initially raised funds through our Kickstarter page, so you can follow the journey of how this particular production started. Mm-hmm. We have a SoundCloud, which actually has our entire soundtrack for you to listen to. Props to the band Cynical Mass for putting out this really cool electro-industrial vibes, and Dominion, who is a Filipino goth band from... Actually, they're now going to be based here in Los Angeles, originally from the Philippines. Now, they lived in SF at the time. Now they're in L.A., so catch them in Los Angeles when they start doing shows again.
Yeah.
And so we just pretty much can be reached to there.
Yeah. And you're representing the film well with your vampire getup.
Yes. I wish you could see it through the microphone, but my eyes are glowing right now.
It's frightening.
And I will pull out my fangs, and
I feel like he's like,
you
know, was it like glamoring? Like,
I'm going to glamour you.
That's like a mood ring, you know. It just watch his eyes, he'll change, you know, depending on what mood he's in.
Well, thank you guys so much for talking with us, and congratulations on the film.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that was our interview with the filmmakers of Vampiraya. To learn more about the film, check out the website vampiraya.com. That's VAMPARIAH.com. Thanks again for listening to our coverage of the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. This was our second to last interview from the press day, so we have one more upcoming for collaboration.org. My name is Marvin Yue, and we'll see you next time.